Good morning, church. Praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I used to attend church a long time ago. I could say I was one of the founders in 2015 or somewhere around there. But I can't wake up very early. But I thank God that this morning he woke me up at 6 o'clock so I could be at 7:45, courtesy of Brother William. So praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like to say the work that the Lord has done has improved tremendously from the last time I was here. I'd like to commend the man of God. Thank you. It's not easy to labor in the Lord. As you've studied in the scriptures, many people faint, but blessed be God who has given you strength to continue. So quickly, Father, we thank you for this time. I let your word come forth with power, with the authority that it has to convert, to heal, to teach, to instruct, to guide in truth, and direct that we may be informed. Because when we know, then we know the way we go and we will not stumble. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So the theme I was given to talk about today is continuing the work of our Lord Jesus Christ through the church. What is the church? Does anybody know what the church is when we refer to what the church is in the scriptures according to the word of God? Is it the people, the building? What is the church? When you read in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, it says that, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you restore the kingdom of Israel at this time? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So here our Lord talks about the continuing work that had to happen after him, that we shall bear witness to him. Now, because he spoke to the people who had come from the land of Israel, he then mentioned places that were outside of Israel at the time where even the children of Israel could not go to speak to those people about the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. And then we also get mentioned the Gentiles at the end when it says, to the end of the earth. But who can do the work of God except if God equips him himself? We see that the disciples fainted when the Lord left them. They were scattered, as he had said in the book of John, that as sheep you all shall be scattered when your shepherd is taken away from you. Peter had returned to his work as a fisherman because he had not understood at the time that Christ will indeed rise and will come back and the work shall continue. So even those who walked with him departed from the work when he was gone from them. So how much more us who have only believed by the word of God that has been preached to us and even maybe have not seen the works as they saw. Because the scripture talks of the fact that many believed on him after they had seen the works. Indeed, our Lord also does say, if you don't believe in me, believe the works. That is the Father who does these works in me. But for those who haven't seen anything, how much more will it be hard for them to stay and continue in the work that our Lord Jesus did on earth? But we have the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is supposed to help us, who is supposed to equip us, who is supposed to guide us, who is supposed to instruct us. And we see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The scripture talks of the fact that that entire book is about a spiritual gift. It talks about the fact that he who descended into the lower parts of the earth also ascended far above the heavens. And when he rose that high, the scripture says he took captivity captive and he gave men gifts. First, apostles. Second, prophets, teachers, ministers, gifts of healing, speaking of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and all the things. But why do you think we received all those gifts? They were not so that we may stand and exalt ourselves and think we are great or mighty. But these were given that we may be able to do the work of God, continue to minister and declare the kingdom of God. Because Christ said he was about one thing, and that one thing was that he may declare the kingdom of God to men, that it has come and it is here. And so we see that in Matthew 28, when he says, all authority on earth and heaven has been given to me. And he commands us to go therefore and make disciples in all the earth. That's the work all of us are called to. Not only the pastor, not only the people who minister in the choir, all of us in everything that we do. Now, how do we bear witness and continue in this work? All of us have places of work. All of us are, some are husbands, some are wives, some are students, some are children, some are single, some are married. We bear witness by the word of mouth, but more so, Paul calls us to bear witness by our conduct, because when we do not do that, we blaspheme the name of the Lord and give opportunity to those who hate him to say, look at them. They say they are of God, they are of light, but their ways are not different from our ways. We are called to be obedient to authority. We are called to be honorable in our conduct. We are called to be patient. We are called to be kind. We are called to endure. How often do we do those things? Most often, not. We are called to speak for those who have been given over to death. We are called to consider those who are weak among us, that we may hold them up by their hands and lift them up. That is the work of Christ. When he ministered to 4,000 people, after 3 days, he didn't send them away. The apostles said, Lord, let them go and find something to eat. But what did he say back to them? He said, they have been here with us for 3 days and have not eaten nor drunk. By the way, when I read that scripture, I found out that fasting for 3 days without food or drink is nothing to call yourself a hero about. Because these people left their houses to go listen to the word of God and never went back for 3 days and never ate. These days, the minister has to tell you to prepare to fast. Some of you eat for like a week nonstop so that you may not be angry for the 3 days, you know? And then after that, you say, we fasted and God never came. You didn't fast. You did that for yourself. These people came just like you have come today. Can you imagine if the man of God said, we shall stay here for 3 days? All of you would say, oh, this man must be from Satan. What is he saying? How can he do such a thing? But the Lord said, let's give them something to eat because they'll faint on their way. And he asked for what was available, and he made that sufficient. So, compassion. That's continuing the work of Christ. In every way we do it. And we don't give it to the people who deserve it, but because we know that that's the will of God. Patience. Very tough. But that's our witness. Now, all of us don't stand at the pulpit, but the witness of Christ, that the people may come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, is by our conduct as a people of God, as the ones who have received mercy. So we are also called to be merciful, because we know the scripture says, when we are, we also shall obtain it. When you go to Acts chapter 10, it talks about the fact that Christ was given power and the Spirit, and he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. But the key thing here is what? He went about doing what? Good. So the gifts are not so we might exalt ourselves and think we are special, but that we may do good. There we continue the work of Christ, that we may do good, that we may bear witness, that we may lift the weak, that we may strengthen those who are feeble in the faith. When we see our brothers and sisters falling away, we do not condemn them, but we encourage them that we may restore them to the faith that is in Christ Jesus, that they may return to the grace in which they are saved. None of us comes to the knowledge of Christ and obtains everlasting life by work, not by singing, not by preaching. None of those things count, but faith in Christ. And when you have believed him and accepted him in your heart, then you walk in the way he commanded us. That's why the scripture says, teaching them the things that I've commanded you, that they may walk in them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the promise above all is that I will be with you even to the end of the age, for we can do nothing without him. So how do we continue this work that he did, except if we continue in him and stay in him, in the study of the word, in the meditation of the scriptures, in prayer? Hebrews chapter 5 talks about the fact that when Jesus walked upon the earth as a human being, just as we are, he was heard on high when he prayed with tears and all supplications, because he had godly fear. The Lord commands us to fear him. That's why the scripture is written all over, fear the Lord. So when we stand in prayer with that obedience in us, then the heavens shall hear, and that which we ask shall be heard and shall be done. Then we can do the work of God. We can have words, revelation, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. We can excel in our workplaces. Because how is it that people who have come to the knowledge of Christ and have light are not the most outstanding in their workplaces? We've got a helper upon whom we can inquire. When you read the scriptures, you see a man like David, the king. In everything he did, he inquired of the Lord. Except one thing where he didn't inquire of the Lord, and you all know what happened. But if we look at his other part of life, when he went out to war, he asked, shall I go? Shall I win? And the Lord said, go, you will. Sometimes he said, do not go, wait. So even us, as saints, those who have come to the knowledge of Christ, who have come to the knowledge of the truth, who are conveyed from darkness and have been moved into the glorious light of Christ, we should be able to, as well, have that access. But have we given ourselves to that so that we may excel, so that we may be outstanding in everything we do? Have we allowed ourselves to suffer for a little while? In John chapter 17, when the Lord prayed for all who come to the knowledge of the truth of the light and those who believe from the preaching of the apostles, he talked of the fact that the world knew him not and therefore rejected him because he was not of the world. Very few of us are willing to be rejected by those we think we should be in consort with, because it can be a lonely place. But then how can we do the work? For the kingdom of God is not in word, it is in power. Those were the words of Paul when he found some people there claiming to know Christ and did nothing phenomenal. There were no differences between them and those who did not know him. And he said, we shall not just come here and boast, speak many words. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. But how shall we receive this power if we've not humbled ourselves to God? But yet we know there is power. Ephesians talks about that power. When Paul prayed and said, the Lord, the Father of glory, may open our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, and enlighten us in our understanding, that we may receive wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the word of God. But above all, he said that we may know what is this exceedingly great power of God, which is in us who believe. Now, who are those people who believe? The ones who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. According to its mighty working. And we know this power is so mighty. It raised our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. It converted us from darkness to light. But then how come we don't manifest that power in the things we do? How come we don't excel in all the places of our work? How come we don't excel in all our places as husbands, as wives, as children? Could it be lack of obedience to the words that we're taught? So then let's remember these things again. For Christ was heard on high when he prayed because he had godly fear. He said he was about his Father's business. He never sought to do anything but the will of him that sent him. Now, who has sent us ourselves as Christians or as those who have been sanctified? Christ has sent us. So let us heed to him, his voice, his command, his instructions, and remember his words and the gift that he said we received when we believed on him, that will teach us, that will guide us, that will instruct us, and even show us those things that are to come. But these things are all that God may be glorified. If we seek not the glory of God, then all we shall see is food in our mouth, a few clothes on our back, and a place to lie down. That's it. But for the excellence of the power of God that makes life where there's no life, that says be and it is, that says live and it lives, godly fear is what manifests that. That's how we can bear witness and continue the work that Christ did. He went about healing all who are oppressed by the devil, revealing wisdom, preaching the gospel to the poor, giving hope to those who have no hope. And those things he gave us. When the apostles returned from their first journey, they all were mesmerized that spirits were subject to them. But the Lord told them not to be completely thrilled by that, but by the fact that their names are written in the book of life. Because for all that we do, that's the eternal reward. And so we are called to endure as soldiers, because nobody is called to war entangles himself with the affairs of the world. So now, therefore, let's come out and be separate, that we may be received by God, that we may declare the promises of God, that we may declare the will of God, that we may declare the power of God, that God himself may work the things which he promised to work in us, and that fruit may be manifest, that people may know that indeed we are a people of Christ. Now, therefore, I pray that we all shall give ourselves to the word and to prayer, because that's the only way we can be built up, that we may be partakers of the inheritance that is in the saints, and that the power that raised our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead may work in us to lift us up again, to build us up again, to bear witness without fear, with boldness, conducting ourselves aright in all humility, because God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Knowing this, that he who called us is faithful, he will be with us, hold us up, and lead us even to the place that he prepared for us, that in all things the praise and glory may be to his name through Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, and God bless you.